You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A 14-year-old Indiana boy goes missing. Cops track a car seen on surveillance video near the boy's last known location. The car belongs to Michael Horn. Police approach Horn's home. Horn says he's home alone, but cops then find the missing boy standing in Horn's bathroom. The boy has only a foggy memory and, quote, love marks that look like bruises on his neck. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, Horn claims the boy approached him at a gas station looking for a place to stay. Investigation revealed that Horn had been messaging the boy online and had several nude photos of him. When police asked if there was any reason Horn's DNA might be found in a rape kit on the child, Horn began to answer, then asked for a lawyer.
Horn, 53, charged with child sex trafficking. Alan McFarland misses his bus stop, then refuses to get off the bus at the end of the line. Here's where chaos begins. McFarland then throws rocks and a trash can at the Vegas bus driver, threatening to shoot a security guard, kicking a police dog, punching and spitting on several officers, even biting an officer's ear before he's finally taken down with a taser.
McFarland, covered in blood after the bite, did not stop fighting officers until he was loaded into a patrol car. The officer who was bit in the incident will be permanently disfigured as they could not locate his missing earlobe. The bus driver was reportedly also injured from McFarland's attack.
McFarland, 29, now charged with multiple counts of battery and mayhem. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A federal grand jury has indicted a New Mexico man on assault and carjacking charges in connection with the 2021 disappearance of a Native American woman whose case has helped raise awareness about missing people and unsolved slayings in Indian country. The indictment naming 23-year-old Preston Henry Tolth was unsealed Tuesday. He's now scheduled to appear before a federal magistrate in northern Arizona for a detention hearing and formal arraignment. Federal prosecutors allege that Tolth assaulted Ella Mae Begay, a Navajo woman who was 62 at the time, took her pickup truck and drove it across state lines. Begay has not been found. U.S. Attorney Gary Restaino of Arizona says that the investigation is ongoing. Begay's truck was seen the morning of June 15, 2021, leaving her home in the remote community of Sweetwater on the Navajo Nation, not far from where Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Colorado meet. A year after Begay disappeared, her niece began walking from the Navajo Nation to Washington, D.C. to bring attention to a decades-long epidemic of violence that has disproportionately affected indigenous people. The body of a U.S. man who has been missing since February 11th has been found in a clandestine burial pit on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
State prosecutor Daniel De La Rosa said a local man and his sister had been arrested in connection with the killing, which he said apparently stemmed from a dispute over a traffic accident. The body of Wilmer Trivett was found by a specially trained dog near the quiet Pacific Coast town of Todos Santos. Trivett had been camping in the area in his camper truck, which was found burned February 23rd. Prosecutors said Trivett apparently was involved in a traffic accident with the two suspects some time ago. De La Rosa said Trivett paid the two about $2,500 for damages or injuries, but he alleged the pair decided it wasn't enough and later abducted and killed Trivett. Their full names were not given in accordance with Mexican law.
Prosecutors listed Trivett's age as 80, but did not provide a hometown. However, U.S. TV stations have reported Trivett was from Markleyville, California, near Lake Tahoe. Governors in Indiana and Idaho have signed into laws banning gender-affirming care for minors, making those states the latest to restrict transgender health care as legislatures continue to curb LGBTQ+ rights this year. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb signed legislation Wednesday that will prohibit transgender youth from accessing medication or surgeries that aid in transition and mandate those currently taking medication to stop by the end of the year. Idaho Governor Brad Little signed legislation Tuesday evening that criminalizes gender-affirming care for youth. More than a dozen other states are considering bills that would prohibit transgender youth from accessing hormone therapies, puberty blockers, and transition surgeries, even after the approval of parents and the advice of doctors.
Other proposals target transgender individuals' everyday life, including sports, workplaces, and schools.
Filippo Bernardini likes his job as an intern reading unpublished manuscripts for a New York literary agency. Bernardini likes it so much that after the internship ends, he creates fake emails asking famous authors for their latest work. Bernardini collects over 1,000 manuscripts, posing as an editor, publisher, and a talent scout before he's caught. Bernardini takes a plea deal on one count of wire fraud and ordered to pay $88,000 restitution to Penguin Random House Publishers. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.